This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine on Wednesday welcomed the range of Western sanctions imposed against Russia for its menacing actions in eastern Ukraine, while Kiev's Security Council called for a national state of emergency and the government recalled its ambassador to Moscow. Tensions mounted 2 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin decreed the eastern Ukraine regions of Luhansk and Donetsk were independent states and sent what he characterized as peacekeeping forces across the Ukrainian border, stoking fears of a broader conflict with the one-time Soviet Republic, which has been independent since 1991. Several Ukrainian state websites, including the government and foreign ministry homepages, could not be accessed on Wednesday. Ukrainian authorities said this week they had seen online warnings that hackers were planning major attacks on government forces, government agencies, banks, and the defense sector. Kiev blamed Moscow for the cyber attacks, although Russia has denied any involvement. The head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council called a nationwide state of emergency for 30 days, subject to parliamentary approval. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry advised against travel to Russia and urged anyone there to leave immediately, contending that Moscow's aggression could curb its ability to provide consular services. Meanwhile, Russia began evacuating its diplomatic posts in Ukraine. And by Wednesday afternoon, the Russian flag was no longer flying over its embassy in Kiev, where police surrounded the building. The United States, European Union, Canada, Britain, and Germany took a variety of actions Tuesday to punish Russia. They promised harsher sanctions if Russian troops advance further into Ukraine. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said Wednesday that shelling by pro-Russian separatists in the Luhansk region killed one Ukrainian soldier and injured six others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed an order to call up some military reservists. He cited a need to quickly staff up the nation's army. In a video address late Tuesday, Zelensky said, quote, "Ukrainians are a peaceful nation. We want silence. But if we keep silent today, we'll disappear tomorrow." The jury began deliberating Wednesday in this case of three police officers from Minneapolis who were linked to the 2020 killing of George Floyd in the United States. Floyd was black, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The jury began deliberating Wednesday in the civil rights case of three former Minneapolis police officers connected to the killing of George Floyd in 2020. J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Two Tower charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care when Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into the black man's neck for 9.5 minutes as he pleaded for air. King and Tower charged with failing to intervene to stop Chauvin from the killing, which he was convicted of. The defense said the officers didn't willfully violate Floyd's rights. The proceedings are not being televised because the federal court does not allow cameras. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States on Wednesday announced sanctions against what it said were members of an international financing network for Yemen's Houthi rebels after the Iran-backed group recently escalated cross-border drone and missile attacks on its oil-rich Gulf neighbors. The penalties from the Treasury Department appeared to fall short of the tougher measures that Saudis and Emiratis, key strategic partners of the United States, had sought from the Biden administration. U.S. officials have been in talks with Saudi Arabia and the UAE as the crisis in Ukraine worsens high petroleum prices and a supply shortfall. An hours-long hostage standoff at the Apple store in Amsterdam has ended with police in a car driving into the hostage taker as he ran from the store. Police say his hostage is safe. Police added Tuesday night that the suspect was checked for explosives after being run down and that medical staff were attending to him. Authorities later said the man was not carrying explosives. The motive for the incident was not immediately clear. A local broadcaster suggested the standoff was the result of an attempted armed robbery. The local broadcaster said witnesses reported hearing shots fired. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.